Like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress Fifth Special Session to order. The date is November 19th, 2019, and the time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer, and if I could ask Congressman Mason to render our morning prayer. Thank you, sir.
Dotsie Wakanda. Wakanda is oh, at Tacoma. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and say thank you again for the privileges of life that you've given us. We ask your divine blessing and guidance on all of those in this building, this day, in this moment. We are in discussion of the betterment of our people, Father God. We ask that you guide us again in what we do this day. Be with us in our minds and our hearts. Make the right decisions, again, for the betterment of our people. Be with our people, Father God, who are in the military and the services, those that are in mourning. Be with all of our people, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our parents, our siblings, Father God, all of us, your children, Father God, look over us. You're our Father. And we ask you to bless us this day. In the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Mason. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. I'd just like to note that Congresswoman Pratt is in Washington, D.C. at a White House conference on supporting contemporary Native American veterans. So she will not be with us today. Next item on the agenda is the executive message from Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Chief.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the Congress. This session was requested, and thank you all for responding. And its origin is in a discussion with the Treasurer, who informed me just 3 weeks ago we needed to present to the Congress their recommendations as for the auditor, which is a big decision, and that is the primary purpose of the proclamation. And while we were talking, the capital asset fund need on the Burr Creek Farm for a tractor came up, that we would hope we had taken care of that at the last session, but apparently we are requesting and need further action to purchase that tractor. And the last is the amendment to the Budget Control Act. That is should be non-controversial, I've been told, and has to do with matching funds and how those are handled within the existing laws that we have. So it's a short agenda, and thank you all for considering these.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bear. Once again, thank you, Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, people who have joined us here today. It is a quick, brief legislative message. Potentially have up to six items here before us, three that are confirmed, but we will go in to see if the proclamation will be amended. As you know, that does take the eight votes per proclamation. So there has been some conversation about how long will this take us to get through this. It is my desire and my wish to get through in one day. But it's not written in stone. But that is my desire, and hopefully we do our work correctly, and we should be able to get through, in my opinion. So we'll get started. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to amend the executive proclamation dated October 31st, 2019 to include bill number ONCA 2007, an act to amend 13 ONC sections 3-101 through 3-104 to reflect the name change of the Environment and Natural Resources Department to the Department of Natural Resources, to require DNR rules and regulations to be promulgated and published pursuant to the Administrative Procedures Act, to vest the employees of the department with the authority to carry firearms, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
One no or two?
No.
One no. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to amend the proclamation for November 19, 2019 for a special session to include ONCA 2003, an act to amend the regional gathering fund at 8 ONC 16-102 to make it available four times per year and to establish an alternate effective date.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
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 Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
Yes. Fails. Congresswoman Stabler?
I'd like to make a motion to amend the proclamation and add ONCA 2006 to the agenda to appropriate an amount of $99,950 for domestic violence for the purchase of a building for domestic violence.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
No.
One no. Is that correct?
Yes.
Just one. Motion passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of inquiry. We have a bill 2006. We have another bill 2005. Both are requesting appropriations. One is a capital asset out of the capital asset fund. The other one is to buy a building, but it's not directed to the capital asset. I know we can probably work on that in committee, but I have requested a fiscal analysis of any bill that requests an appropriation. So I'm wondering if that can be accomplished by, I'll ask the sponsors if that can be accomplished by today.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Very well. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2007 on bills and resolution on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 20-07 will move to bills and resolutions on first reading. We are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Potts.
Yours on first reading.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce ONCA 2001, an act to amend 15 ONC 1A 103A, 1A 104D, 1A 105, 1A 107, 1A 108, 1A 109, and 1A 112, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCA 2004, an act to amend 15 ONC section 1A-108 and 15 ONC section 1A-112, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Lemon.
Good morning, Speaker, Assistant Chief, Chief Standing Bear, members of Congress, and audience. I'm reading in ONCA 2005, an act to authorize $35,000 to be spent out of the Capital Asset Fund for the purchase of a tractor to be utilized by Bird Creek Farm and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Continue.
I would like to suspend the rules, make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 2006 on today's agenda on first reading.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. ONCA 20-05 will be placed on first reading on today's agenda. Second reading, excuse me. Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to read in ONCA 2006, an act to appropriate the amount of $99,950 to domestic violence for the purchase of a building and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Good morning, members of Congress and all. I'd like to read in bill number ONCA 2007, an act to amend 13 ONC sections 3-101 through 3-104 to reflect the name change of Environmental and Natural Resources Department to the Department of Natural Resources to require DNR rules and regulations be promulgated and published pursuant to the Administrative Procedures Act, to vest the employees of the department with the authority to carry firearms, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving forward. ONCA 20-01 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 20-04 we'll go to the Appropriations Committee. ONCA 20-06 will go to Appropriations. And ONCA 20-07 goes to Government Operations.
2005.
It's on general order. Correct?
She moved it to.
So 20-05 will also be to appropriations. Are there any other, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Would you please restate the assignments for me?
Sure. ONCA 20-01 appropriations. ONCA 20-04 appropriations. ONCA 20-05 appropriations, ONCA 20-06 appropriations, and ONCA 20-07 government operations. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of inquiry,
yes, ma'am.
From the Speaker. You've already assigned that to, assigned 2007 to government operations. What would it take for me to put that on general order day two where amendments can be proposed? Would that be overriding the speaker's assignment? And does that take a vote of eight? Okay. Well, I'm going to assert that motion. I move to place bill number ONCA 2007 on general order day two on today's agenda where amendments can be proposed.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 20-07 will go to second reading on today's agenda. Congresswoman Edwards.
There's an appropriation meeting, committee meeting noticed until 3 p.m. If the committee does not utilize that time, then would it be appropriate to recess until the call of the chair?
Yes, ma'am.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hope to get started about 10:40 to give time to amend the meeting agenda.
What time is it right now?
Are there any other? Yours, we just went through. We're in recess.
Probably start.
You're not going to have. So start with mine and then the building.